Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, just did some quick math during the break. Kirk Cousins makes 14.3% of the Redskins' salary cap this year. That's a large, big chunk that is not an untenable, unpalatable amount, but it's big. There are other quarterbacks who make a little bit more percentage of their team's cap than that. But it makes it difficult as you get higher and higher into the percentage of the cap, which is what matters the most, in my opinion, to surround a quarterback with what is necessary. But you're not at 14% in that range. Tagging him at $34 million this offseason, even if the cap explodes another $10 million, which is the expectation, would be 18% plus of the cap.
Too much?
It's just an asinine amount of money, and it doesn't make any sense. To pretend like the Redskins should franchise tag him, it just doesn't make any sense. It's the transition tag, or it's bust, as far as I'm concerned. Let's get to our double play. We do it every day at this time. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
Now, unfortunately, we don't have a prize available, but I'd like to play anyway. I'd like to have a fun moment with my pals, Tommy, with Darlago, and my friend Grant Paulson. Now, Grant, unfortunately, you may already know the answer, but you may have also forgotten it, so I think we can play anyway.
Okay. I remember it, unfortunately.
Your boy, then you may be ineligible as a receiver. You cannot report eligible on this play. You're a blocking tight end only.
Okay.
Thanksgiving happened, and as you know, we are all the families kind of around this general area. Three different Thanksgiving meals where I violated all the rules that are set forth before us as EMP 180 weight loss clients. Okay. I violated the rules three times. I ate what I felt like. That included stuffing. It included all the normal trimmings.
By the way, can I say, I had the best stuffing I've ever had in my life last night. My mom makes incredible stuffing, has for years.
And but this was the best?
She said she did something a little different. She went Italian sausage.
Oh, sure.
Instead of like the normal sausage she uses. I love stuffing. You're so right about stuffing. I don't talk enough about it the rest of the year.
Why is it so rare? It is so great.
What stuffing do you eat normally? Should we both bring in stuffing and eat the stuffing that we normally get?
We can't
at Thanksgiving?
Do it. I mean, it's probably the thing that violates what we're doing the most is stuffing. It's multiple types of bread prepared in gravy.
I like that I slayed Thom because what I was about to say was about to sound really weird. So I'm glad that I hedged. Just go back to whatever you're doing.
Stuffing potluck. So here's what we're doing. Closest to the pin, it is not Price is Right rules. Closest to the pin, I weighed myself Thursday morning before the Thanksgiving festivities began. I weighed myself this morning. Everything else surrounding the three meals, I did everything right. I exercised, did all the normal stuff that you would associate with me and my dietary habits. Let's play the game at Sweeping the Nation. How much weight did Danny gain from Thursday to Sunday?
I've got several questions before Tom and Brendan weigh in and get their questions, if you don't mind.
Weigh in, no pun intended. Go.
You said three total plates?
No, three meals. Multiple plates.
Exactly. So please clarify the number of plates.
That's a good clarification from you to the people. I had, on Thursday, two plates that drew negative attention from all the family members that were present. Lots of judgment. And I basically said, lay off me. I'm starving. Chris Farley style. So leave me alone. This is my day. You can't ruin this for me. Then I had multiple pieces of pie at the end of that. Then you go the following Saturday. So Friday took off. Saturday went nuts again. Two giant plates, including a risotto. Sunday, two giant plates. There was rice involved. And there were even peas involved. And again, a huge piece of pie with ice cream on top of it. How much weight did Danny gain? Tommy, question.
I have a question because you've kind of, in recent months, gotten back on the rails when it comes to working out and exercising.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've been on a four-day weekend.
Yep.
You guys worked Friday, but for the most part,
uh-huh.
we're vacationing, staycation.
Yes.
Did you exercise? Because the gym is here.
Yes.
So what did you do as exercise?
Friday, had plenty of time, was a no rush. The wife had the little guy, so I was able to get a good, solid workout in Thommy. 27 elliptical minutes, full weight circuit and did not fall asleep doing abdominal type things. So I did my normal good 40-plus minute workout routine. Yes, Star.
Okay, I have a two-part question.
Okay, two parts, yeah.
First, if you could for me, mm-hmm. break down your turkey to sides ratio of all of your meals.
Very fair question.
And part two, any alcohol that you had over the weekend.
Ah, good question by you. I did have, I had a cocktail party for a friend's wedding. They got married in Seattle. We couldn't go. His folks threw a party there. I had a scotch on Saturday night after a meal. For the two times that there was turkey involved, the minimum amount of socially acceptable turkey on my plate, the majority is mashed potatoes, stuffing, and sweet potatoes.
It's a good question by Dar.
It's a great question. So
by the way,
of course, a lot of gravy.
After you had the scotch, how long did you talk about that scotch and other scotches you've had that are good?
Main conversation while drinking that scotch with several friends, we're all wearing suits, by the way. You guys would have hated this at the Chevy Chase Club, was about what? Other scotches we had had.
By the way, why were you there?
Friend's wedding party, basically. So his parents threw him a party.
Is it okay to say, I don't know if this is behind the wall, do we sleep on how much of like whatever this is that you really are a little bit as a show?
He was
you
at
went
the
to
Chevy
St.
Chase
Albans
Club.
High School.
I did.
There's another one here. You went to George Washington University.
George Washington.
Is that one?
I think so.
Is that a snobby one?
Doesn't that cost like $100,000 a year?
It costs a lot of money, I'll tell you that.
Okay, then that's one. It's a private school in D.C.
So does AU. I mean, there's a lot of places that cost a lot of money.
Okay, if you went there, I could... Yeah, they're all in that.
So if it costs a lot of money, it's...
No,
no matter what?
It's like a school in D.C. where, like, you go and you spend $100,000.
So basically, if it's expensive, it's
snooty.
In the city. Yeah.
In Washington, D.C. is a caveat. But yeah, it's very different than, like, I paid... $5,700 a semester to go to George Mason or whatever. You see, like, there's a huge difference there.
So if it counts for that, then okay, then I'll give it to you.
Okay, and then you have this party where you're at the Georgetown Inn or whatever you just referenced?
No, the Chevy Chase Club. Now,
it's all the same.
It couldn't be more different.
And you love pocket squares. You love buying suits.
Yes.
I think whatever I don't know how to phrase this, being friendly in a way that's friendly.
You're saying I'm a pretentious douche nozzle.
A little bit.
Danny,
all your friends' names are Chet and Tal.
Yeah, it was James. Well, your friends are tall, too.
That's true.
James.
I am now, but you knew him when he was, like, tall at whatever school he was at.
Danny, the over-under of ascots at this party is 3.
No.
Over-under.
If there's
no
an ascot, then the conversation's over.
There were
no
ascots. So it's a... my friend James married Rebecca, which I guess is out of bounds for you. That's
James
a bridge too far.
James and Rebecca are fine.
That's a bridge too far.
True or false, you have a friend named Winchester the Fourth or whatever that guy is?
No, I have no Winchester the Fourth.
You do.
No.
What's the guy that's the Fourth? You told me about him because you said, okay, you're going to love
but
this one.
But it's kind of, I shouldn't say his name on it.
Please say his name.
He's got an important job and he wouldn't want himself
can
called out.
Can you write it so I can
I
see
will
it.
Write it.
Chester Bennington the Fourth.
Yeah,
no.
He has his friend's
it's going to take a few minutes to write this.
It's always like
hold
Winthrop
on.
Or some weird names. It's just the,
hold on.
There's always insane.
I'm still writing his name, by the way. Hold on.
Exactly. And then we'll get you how many pounds Danny gained during Thanksgiving.
There's all the names. So
is
don't
this the one
it.
I love?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, yes.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
All right, so, Dar, what's your guess? How much weight?
How much weight did I gain?
I'm going to say Danny gained 6.3 pounds.
Okay.
All right. So Dar has 6.3
My guess was
pounds.
7.1, by the way.
Grant had 7.1. Okay, that's D. That's B and D, and that's GP. Thumb your guess.
We've played this game before. At first, I had a low number because of your workout on Friday, but we seem to forget how quickly you can absorb food.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take probably the biggest number in the room here. I'm going to say 11.5 pounds.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. So you all overshot.
Very disappointing.
You all overshot. I thought this was a big number, but everybody else was making fun of me, I guess. I gained 4.4 pounds just eating 3 meals over the course of 5 days.
You go to the bathroom twice and you get on the elliptical for 20 minutes, you're fine.
Nobody thinks 4.4 pounds is a big deal. You guys are all laughing at me like it's nothing. I go, this is disastrous. I had mashed potatoes and gained half a decade.
We're
talking about the guy that went to the beach once and then...
But that
came
was a
back
week.
20 pounds heavier.
That was a week of
pounds.
Not caring. Yeah. A week of not caring was that.
Beltway Blitz is next. 12:18. How do you fix the surface at FedEx Field? The grass looked ugly and didn't play any better. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Oh, wait. She's a great big fan person. What's up, Danny Roulier from my pals at Ted Britt Ford. You got to go see him. You got to go see him all month long. Great times to buy yourself a truck, a car, an SUV. I love Tempered Ford. I got two cars from Tempered Ford. Okay, I got the Fusion downstairs charging up right now. The wife is pushing the edge. A boot the place. It's awesome. We love both the deals we got. We love both vehicles we got. You guys will love the experience as well because you get Tempered for life. It's lifetime vehicle coverage when you buy from Tempered Ford. New, pre-owned vehicles, doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get treated like conquering royalty. Powertrain, big stuff, little stuff. Like, they'll do Virginia State inspection for you. They handle it. And right now, as I said, great time to buy. 2017, guys, it's almost over. That means the 2017's on the lot. They need to find some new homes, and you get the benefit. 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash right now on the Focus, the Fusion, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, and the F-150. That's a lot of cars and trucks for you. Plus, how about this? Extra $1,000. On top of the $1,000 I just mentioned, extra $1,000 military and veteran rebate. If you served or have served, live with those that serve or have served, you get the extra $1,000. That's awesome. Taking care of the folks that take care of us. Go see my guys at Tempered Ford, and please tell them Danny sent you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.